under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Third and final hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, February 25th, 2026 edition. So much looking forward to tonight, 7 p.m., State of the State Address by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I think I'm actually going to get some popcorn out, just a little bit of butter, and a light beer. Miller Lite is what I drink. I'm going to celebrate this speech tonight because, thank you, God, due to term limits, this is the last State of the State address by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. I'm going to actually sit there, eat my popcorn, drink my light beer, and celebrate that this is the last one we have to put up with her being the governor of the state of Michigan. Now, I've got others. Text messages that came in during the top of the hour news break. Nancy up in Cedarville. The Democrats last night once again showed the American people how much they're not for us and the fact that they actually hate us and hate our country. So sad. No, actually, it's not sad. Nancy, it goes all the way back to the Communist Manifesto. Do you guys realize that there is a party in American politics that has been around going all the way back to the 1940s, going on almost 100 years? The Communist USA Party has been a political party, an actual chartered political party in our federal government. In the federal government system. I don't know if their charter is still active or not, but you know the last time the Communist USA Party nominated an actual candidate to be on the ballot goes all the way back to the 1940s. I believe the last one was during President Truman. Then we had World War II, and basically they stopped putting up candidates for president of the United States. You know why? Because going all the way back, they endorsed Democrats. The Communist Party of the United States of America, Communist USA Party, has been endorsing Democrat presidential candidates for decades. There is a book, The Enemies Within, Trevor Loudon. He was on my show when he came out with this book. He actually, in this very thick, I believe 500-600-page book, names of Democrats in Washington, D.C. that were known communist-supported candidates. And guess what? All of them are Democrats, and even a few Republicans are listed in Trevor Loudon's book. If you don't believe me, go on Amazon, go Barnes & Noble, go to eBay, find a used paperback copy of The Enemies Within by Trevor Loudon. L-O-U-D-O-N. He names names. These people aren't Americans. They're communists. And that's what Donald Trump actually exposed last night in his State of the Union address. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I'm holding this extremely thick 688-page book This is autographed, signed by Trevor Loudon to me. To Trucker Randy Bishop, yours in liberty, my friend, forever. Signed Trevor Loudon, November 1st of 2013. Folks, this is a signed autograph book that was mailed to me by Trevor Loudon from his home country. After he came on our show, Brian Summerfield and Trucker Randy as your defending fathers back in 2013. This was after the 2012 election of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, Trevor wrote the book, Barack Obama and the Enemies Within. He then wrote this book, The Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the United States Congress, The Enemies Within, 2013-2015 edition. This book had just come out that year, 2013. 688 pages. And if you turn to Michigan in the back, in the glossary, he lists John Conyers under Michigan, Gary Peters, and Debbie Stabenow. John Conyers is on 57 pages of this book. 7, 39, 40, 44, 45, 48, 111, 114, 116, 119, 145, 147, 152, 153, 154, 16. I mean, the list goes on and on, all the way up, ending on page 657. 57 times referencing John Conyers as being a communist, socialist, progressive in Congress at the time. Gary Peters, page 7, 92, 479, 480, 481, and 482. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. Debbie Stabenow, page 7, 88, 458, 459, 460, 61, 62, 63, 64, and 465. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times Debbie Stabenow referenced in this book. Now, that's the three names under Michigan. Guess whose name pops up next for the state of Minnesota? Then, Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 times. Keith Ellison listed in this book. Who's Keith Ellison now? He's the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, the top law enforcement officer. The very state that Donald Trump talked about last night in the State of the Union address, where all this billions of dollars have been stolen from U.S. taxpayers in the state of Minnesota with Ellison as their attorney general. He's listed in this book when he was a congressman. Now, this is Washington, D.C., and he broke down the state of Michigan at the time. We had three known congressmen and or U.S. senators at the time from Michigan in this book going back to 2013-2015. I'm going to send an email to Trevor Loudon, and I'm going to ask him if he's going to come up with a 2025-2026 edition of this book and update it for us. Because I'm sure Minnesota would have more people than just Keith Ellison and then Senator Alan Stewart Franken, Al Franken. Remember from Saturday Night Live? He actually became a U.S. Senator, ended up resigning in disgrace, did not run for re-election. Well, I'm sure that there's other names from Minnesota like Omar that's probably going to be in the new book. Under the NAACP, One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8 pages. Ralph Nader, believe it or not, is in this book on page 26. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on of all these former congresspeople that Trevor Loudon identified absolutely known enemies within. Oh, just happened to pop open to Elizabeth Warren, you know, Pocahontas, page 7, 119, 120. Let's go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 pages. He referenced Elizabeth Warren. Let's go back to the S's. Let's check Chuckie Schumer. Let's see, Schumer's in here. Democratic Socialists of America. Oh my God. I can't even count the number of pages they are in this book. And who is a Democratic Socialist? Who claims to be? The new mayor of New York City, Mo Dami. That's what he claims to be. Bernie Sanders. Let's look up Sanders and Schumer. Are they in this book? Al Sharpton is in the book. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages there. The Sierra Club. Socialist Americans for Financial Reform. I don't see Schumer. Was Schumer in the Congress back in 2013, 2015? Yeah, he's been there a while. Yeah, I don't see his name in here. Unbelievable. Progressive Democrats of America. Oh, yeah, PDA. They're the I. Where is the Communist USA Party? Would that be USA or would that be Communist? Let's check under the C's first. Let's see. Clinton, Bill Clinton. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Bill Clinton's listed in here 23 times. Communist Party, USA. Okay, they're not listed there. Congressional Black Caucus. I mean, this book is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And you know what's really sad? There's even a few mentions in here with Republicans. Oh, let's see. There's Maxine Waters from California. Oh, my God. I forgot all the names that were in this book. Well, when I had Trevor Loudon on the show back then, it was right after Barack Hussein Obama was reelected there in 2012. November 1st, 2013, he sent me this book. This was after he was on my show, our show, Brian Summerfield and I back then. And during that interview, I remember something he said I'll never forget. He said, Randy, all you have to do is go back to the Communist Manifesto that was created in 1947. In that manifesto, they said their goal was to turn the United States into a communist country. There's three legs to the stool that holds up America. The three legs of that stool was its morality. Their religion and their patriotism. Those are the three legs of the stool that America sits upon. What happens, folks, when you break off one of the legs on a three-legged stool? Very hard to sit on it. You can still sit on it, but it takes extra muscles in your back and your legs to sit on a three-legged stool with one of the legs broken off. Where did they go to start the decline of our morality in America? Very simple. Morality is values. You start with the kids. You break down the moral fabric of the children. They don't end up going to church. So you can take out absolutely the morality of the country, starting with the children. You can weaken that stool. And then when the kids get old enough to become adults and stop going to church, you take away religion. The only last thing that they have to hang their hat on is patriotism. What did Donald Trump talk about in his State of the Union address last night? 1776. This year being the 250th birthday of our independence. Patriotism. Winning. Bringing in the men's hockey team with their gold medals around their necks. They got the longest standing ovation than almost any other thing that happened in the State of the Union last night, and it all surrounded our patriotism of our Olympic athletes. Patriotism is coming back under Donald Trump, re-strengthening one of the legs on the three-legged stool. What else did he say in the speech last night? You know what else is coming back? Morality and religion. People are coming back to God in huge numbers, Trump said, including our young people. He's basically strengthening the legs of the three-legged stool. If you stop to think about this, that's why I believe the satanic Democrats that were in that chamber last night absolutely hated, was grinding their teeth, were sitting there trying to act like they were sleeping, taking a nap. They did not want to hear what Donald Trump was saying because he was reinforcing every single thing that goes against their communist agenda. Socialist, progressive, democratic socialist, whatever the heck you want to call them. He was absolutely telling them to their face, I can't believe you guys are not standing up for this. I can't believe this is what you guys believe in. I cannot believe what you guys are demonstrating right now to the American public. I just wish there was enough people watching it last night. Being able to stomach his personal attacks against these people. He was just telling the truth, people. This is what the face is of the Democrat Party because they have fully bought in to this communist, socialist, progressive, democratic socialist, whatever the heck you want to call it, agenda. They hate America and they want to turn us into a communist country. Pure and simple. Trevor Loudon wrote about it over 10 years ago. And it's even more so today. Just look at New York City.